Good afternoon, everybody. Parshas Vayeshlach Chana details Moshe Rabbeinu's recounting of Mam on Har Sinai. And leading up to that review, the Pasuk states, Rak yishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha me'od. Be very careful, pentishkaches hadavarim asher ra'u einecha, lest you forget the matters that you saw, ufen yasuru milavavcha kol yemei chayecha, and lest they be removed from your hearts throughout your days, v'hudatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha. You should make them known to your children and to your grandchildren. From this pasuk, so the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Testament Beis derives the prohibition to forget one's Torah learning. The Gemara says like this: Amar Reish Lakish quotes Reish Lakish, who says, "Kol hamishakeach davar echad mitalmudo over belav." He who, for now, let's translate, forgets one thing from his learning, trespasses a negative commandment. Shneimar, he shomer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod pentishkachas adivarim. Reish Lakish interprets the pasuk from Parshas Vayeshlach as a losa asay, as a negative commandment, as a prohibition to forget that which one learns. Pentishkachas hadivarim, the divarim referring to divrei Torah, to that which was learned for the first time at Ma'amad Har Sinai. The Gemara then goes on to quote others who add additional lavin because of the repetitive language in the pasuk of Hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod pentishkaches hadvarim. Some say that there are two prohibitions involved, meaning that there are two negative commandments. Some say that there are three. Eventually, the Gemara gets to an exception or an exemption to this prohibition, and it says Yachol afilu machmas onso. We might have thought that one would violate this prohibition even if he forgot machmas onso, even if he forgot, you know, by force, against his own will. Talmudomar ufen yasuru milavavcha. So therefore, be derived from the pasuk not that way. Ufen yasuru milavavcha, lest they be removed from your hearts. B'mesiram milibo hakosuf medaber. The pasuk refers to he who removes, he who separates the divrei Torah from his mind. So only one who does so, let's say consciously, we'll have to define that better as we go on. But one who does so consciously would violate the prohibition to forget one's learning. But one who forgets machmas onso would be exempt. So that's the Gemara in Menachos that derives from this pasuk in Parshas Vayeshlach in our parsha, the prohibition to forget one's learning. Kol hamishakeach davar echad mitalmudo over belav. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Avos in Paragimel Mishnah Ches, which records a very similar warning. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer. So Rabbi Meir is quoted as saying, Kol hashocheach davar echad mibishnaso, anyone who forgets something from his learning, ma'aleh alav hakosov ki'ilu mischayev binafsho. So the pasuk considers him to have forfeited his life. Shneimar haki shomer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod pentishkaches udvar masher ra'u einecha. Quotes the same pasuk from Parshas Vayeshlach. Then the Mishnah has a very similar havamina to that from the Gemara. Yochal afilu takva alav mishnaso. Me might have thought that even if, I'll have to translate exactly what takva alav mishnaso means, but for now, let's say his learning overwhelms him and therefore he forgets his learning. So we might have thought that nonetheless he would trespass the negative prohibition of forgetting one's learning. So tamadomar ufen yasuru milavavcha kol yemei chayecha, the pasuk uses the language of ufen yasuru milavavcha eno mischayev benafsho ad sheyeshev v'yasira milibo. One is not considered mischayev benafsho until he sits and actively removes these divrei Torah from his heart, from his mind. So I wanted to delve into for a couple of moments today into this sugya of forgetting one's learning and the prohibition to forget one's learning. And I wanted to center our discussion on three main questions. The first one is what the relationship is between the Gemara and the Mishnah that we just cited. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Tesmid Beis and the Mishnah in Avos and Paragimel Mishnah Ches. Both of them seem like descriptions of this prohibition to forget one's learning. But if we really scour these two sources closely, so we'll see that there are actually some similarities, but also some differences. On the one hand, both of these present warnings against shichchas haTorah. Both of them admonish us not to forget the Torah. And they quote the very same pasuk from our parsha, Parshas Vayeshlach, of ufen yasuru milavavcha kol yemei chayecha. And they both conclude that the warning is violated only when one is meisir milibo, only when he removes the divrei Torah from his mind, not if he forgets them, either machmas onso or takva alav mishnaso. So those are all similarities between these two sources. But on the other hand, there are actually some notable differences between the two. For example, the Gemara in Menachos uses the language of kol hamishakeach dover echad mitalmudo. anyone who, this is in the PL, anyone who actively forgets that which he learns, whereas the Mishnah in Avos uses the language of kol hashocheach dover echon mimishnaso, the very more powerful language of someone who forgets his learning. In addition to that, there is a different consequence that's noted in each of these sources. The Gemara Menachos says that one who is mishakeach davar echon mitamudo is over belav. It uses a very strong language, a strong formulation of he who trespasses a Torah violation. Whereas the Mishnah in Avos certainly uses severe language, but it's a little bit more diluted or tempered. It's ma'ala elav hakosov ki ilu mischayiv benafsho. Of course, mischayiv benafsho is quite a grave result, but nonetheless, it's ma'alev alav hakasov ki'ilu. It's as if the Torah considers him to be someone who's mischayev benafsho. The Mishnah Avos does not use the language of someone who is over belav, doesn't use the language of a clear Torah prohibition, but rather someone who has done something seriously wrong and is mischayev benafsho. So is there a difference between those two formulations? In addition to that, the two exemptions, the language that's used to describe the exemption to this rule is different from the Gemara Menachos in the Gemara Menachos and in the Mishnah in Avos. The Gemara Menachos says that machmas onso, due to force or against one's will, one would be exempt from having forgotten his learning, whereas the Mishnah in Avos uses the interesting language of takva alav mishnaso, that his learning, as we translated before, overwhelms him. So are those really just saying the same idea? They're just different ways of expressing the same idea? Or are these actually different? So we see that there are actually some differences between the Gemara in Menachos and the Mishnah in Avos. And this contrast and comparison between these two sources provokes the question as to the relationship between these two sources. Are they really trying to present and establish the same prohibition of forgetting one's Torah? Or are they getting at two different elements or maybe even two different ideas? The second question is, what constitutes the problematic shechichas haTorah? We know that as human beings, so we are frail and we're prone to forget. There's nothing we can do about that. So is any case in which we forget learning, is that included in this prohibition or in what the Mishnah in Avos says is ma'al elav hakasov hilu mischayiv benafsho? Or are there some limits on what's considered a problematic forgetting and what's considered a natural or non-problematic forgetting? And the last question, as we always want to know, is to get to the basis of this prohibition. What's the mechayiv of the prohibition of shechichas haTorah? Why is it? On what basis is shechichas haTorah so problematic? So let's begin with the question of the relationship between the two sources that we cited at the onset of our chabura. What's the relationship between the Gemara in Menachos and the Mishnah in Avos? Are these two different versions of one din? They're two different ways of describing one idea of forgetting Torah? Or are these presenting two different modes, two different ideas of problematic forgetfulness? So Tosos and Menachos on Daf Tzadi Testament Beis has an interesting line where essentially they just point you to the Mishnah in Avos. So the Gemara Menachos basically quotes Reish Lakish, who says that kol hamishakeach davar echon mitalmudo is over belav, and Tosfos says on the comment in the Gemara of Yachol afilu machmas onso on the Havamina that one would violate the prohibition even if by force he forgot his learning. So Tosfos says Mishnah hi b'maseches Avos. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Avos. So it's interesting that Tosfos feels the need to quote the Mishnah from Avos. Perhaps what Tosfos is trying to say is that we should interpret the Gemara in light of the Mishnah. That really the Mishnah and the Gemara are meant to be read together, and really they're presenting the same idea. The Achronim are somewhat bothered by why Tosfos had to quote this Mishnah, and the Maharsha is even more perturbed by Tosfos' quotation, because the Maharsha notes, as we did at the very beginning of our shir, that there are actually differences between the Gemara and between the Mishnah. The Maharsha says that the Gemara says that there's a lav, and the Mishnah says that you're mischayev benafsho. It seems like there are two different outcomes or two different consequences to forgetting one's learning. And the Sfas Emes makes the same point. So it seems like there is ample foundation to distinguish between the Mishnah and the Gemara. And in truth, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav actually makes this argument in interpreting the Rambam. And he says that according to the Rambam, there's a din to oraisa of forgetting one's learning, and there's a din to rabbanon of forgetting one's learning. And they both come to address different ideas with regard to situations of forgetfulness. Which the Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't necessarily connect this to the Gemara and to the Mishnah, but I think that it makes a lot of sense to tie it back. So the Din d'Oraisa, which might be referred to in the Gemara in Menachos, that one is over Belav. So that's coming to say that one may not bring himself to a situation of forgetfulness. So in other words, one is not allowed to cease from learning Torah. The Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ufan Yosurim Milavavcha in order to teach us that one is obligated to study Torah throughout all of his days. It's not as if one is obligated to study Torah only during his youth, but not during his old age. Rather, one is obligated to study Torah every single day of his life. And the way the Rambam knows that, or the pasuk that he quotes to buttress that claim, is Ufan Yosurim Milavavcha, because if you don't study Torah throughout your entire life, then you're going to come to forget it. So essentially, the Dinda Oraisa is don't come to a situation of forgetfulness. In other words, don't stop learning Torah, because if you do stop, then you're going to reach the stage of forgetfulness. That's the Dinda Oraisa. And the way that I would describe that is essentially trying to say, don't sever yourself from Torah learning. Don't be poresh mi divrei Torah. That's the din to oraisa. But there's also a din to rabbanan, explains the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in interpreting the Rambam. And the din to rabbanan is just very blanketly and plainly not to forget what you learn. When you learn something, make sure to review it and to recall it and to make sure and entrench it in your memory. Don't forget what you learn. That's the Dinta Rabbana. But that's very different from the Dinta Oraisa. The Dinta Oraisa is not to bring yourself to a situation in which you would forget, not to stop learning. Whereas the Dinta Rabbana is just not to forget what you learn. And there are clear differences between the Dinta Oraisa and the Dinta Rabbana. The Dinta Oraisa is a lot. That's what's mentioned in the Gemara. Whereas the Dinta Rabbanan, especially if we tie that back to the Mishnah and Avos, is not a clear lav, but rather it's ki'ilu ma'alei alav ha'kasuv, ki'ilu mischayev b'nafsha. Moreover, the type of forgetting that is necessary in order to violate each one is really different. And this is something that's been underlying that which we've explained. But let me just explicate it further. So the smak and the yireim both actually count a mitzvah de oraisa, not to forget one's learning. And the way that the smak quotes that mitzvah de oraisa is shalo lifrosh mi divrei Torah. His language is shalo lifrosh min ha-Torah. So clearly what the smak has in mind is the din de oraisa that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explained for the Rambam. That the prohibition mida oraisa is to separate yourself from learning. And I think that in order to violate that into oraisa, one would have to do a very bona fide type of separation, which would mean that you would have the opportunity to learn Torah, but instead you follow some dvarim b'talim. You're mefane libo libatala. That's the language of the Yireim, and that's what the smak seems to have in mind. So in order to violate the Dinta Oraisa, it's not enough just that you forget your learning, but rather you have to have the clear opportunity to learn, and then instead of learning, you go and do Dvarim B'Talim. When you do Dvarim B'Talim instead of learning, so then you're Poreish Midivrei Torah, and that's what the Smak and Yireim have in mind in terms of the Dinta Oraisa. But the Dinta Rabbanan could be violated with a much more minimal type of act, which would be just to forget your learning, meaning you fail to review your learning properly. So that would be the Dinta Rabbanan within the analysis of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, again, there are two different dinim here. There's one din to bring yourself to a situation of forgetfulness, and there's another din not to forget what you learn. If we think that really all of these are like one din, that Tosfos and Menachos, where he quotes the Mishnah Avos, and he seems to be reading the Gemara and the Mishnah together, so we could make the argument that really these are two different manifestations of one idea. The idea is not to sever yourself, not to separate yourself from Divrei Torah. And there's a hierarchy within different types of separations. There could be an active type of separation. That's where you have the opportunity and consciously you choose not to learn Torah, but rather to follow Dvarim B'Talim. And then there's other types of separation from Divrei Torah, which are more passive, where you don't consciously forget the Torah that you learn, but you don't put in the effort in order to remember and recall that which you learn, and therefore passively, thus by nature, you forget what you learn. So that could be the explanation of Tosos looking at these two ideas as one din. Really, there are two different manifestations of letting yourself separate or of separating yourself or having a loose grasp on Divrei Torah. So let's now move to another question, which is once we see that there's an idea of just forgetting that which you learn. So what's the problem of forgetting that which you learned? What's the consequence? Why is it that there's a consequence of Hareza Mischayiv Menashe in the Mishnah Avos and Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches? So here we have a machlokas between the different Mefarshim in the Mishnah Avos. The Rashbat, Rabbi Shimon ben Tzemach, explains that along the lines of what we've already explained, that when one forgets his learning, so Mimela, by natural course, he detaches himself from Torah. And the Rashbat explains that the reason why one's Mischayiv Benafsho is because when one loses his attachment to Divrei Torah, so then he loses his attachment, so to speak, to his life source and life force. The Torah is what keeps him alive. And when he forgets it and thereby detaches and separates himself from the Torah, so then he's losing his connection to that which enlivens him. That's the explanation of the Rashbat. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a very different explanation as to the problem of shocheach davar echad mimishnaso, of forgetting that which one learns. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the problem of forgetting that which one learns is a chashash that will bring him to an incorrect psak halacha. If you forget what you learn and then you're asked to paskin on a matter that you've forgotten about, then you may come to paskin inappropriately or incorrectly on that matter. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, it's really a pragmatic concern that when you forget, you're going to come to make a mistake. Whereas for the Rashbat, it's a more fundamental concern that when you forget, you're detaching yourself from a life force. Are there nafka mina between these two opinions? So it very well may be the case that there are. We mentioned before the language of Takva Alav Mishnasa in the Mishnah in Avos, that if one is overwhelmed by his learning, so then he is exempt from the violation of having forgotten his learning. So what exactly constitutes an overwhelming of one's learning? What is Takva Alav Mishnasa? So it's interesting to note that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes only the instances of Ones and Zikna, that out of force or out of one's old age, if out of force or out of one's old age, one forgets his learning, so then he's exempt from the Mishnah and Avos, from the Ki'ilu Mischayiv Benafsha, because he didn't choose to forget his learning, but rather it happened by force. So the Rashbat points to an additional level of Takva Alav Mishnaso. Not only if one forgets his learning, Machmas Ones, but also if one forgets his learning, Machmas Koshi, meaning the Rashbat explains that if one finds a specific sugya or halacha quite difficult, and he spends a lot of time trying to reveal the depths of that sugya and trying to really understand that sugya in all of its aspects, but he just finds it too difficult, and eventually he's not able to really cap off that sugya. He's not able to integrate that sugya into his general Torah knowledge. So machmas koshi, because of the difficulty of the sugya, he forgets it. So the Rashbat says that would be considered takva alav mishnasa. He would be included in the exemption. So the question is, it very well may be that there's no machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbat. These are not contradictory ideas. They very well may be complementary. But if Rabbeinu Yonah did not mention the exemption of koshi that the Rashbat does mention, because he thinks that only an actual, a genuine ones exempts one from his learning, so then the question would be why? Why would Rabbeinu Yonah think that koshi, difficulty of the sugya, is not sufficient to exempt one from the Mishnah and Avos, whereas the Rashbat thinks that it is? So I think that if indeed, again, this does not need to be a machlokas, but if it is a machlokas, it very well may tie back to their different understandings of the mechayiv of shocheach davar echon mimishnaso. According to the Rashbat, the mechayiv here is detachment from Torah, losing your hold on Torah. So for the Rashbat, if you forget a sugya because of the difficulty of the sugya, that doesn't constitute a detachment from Torah. Really, you tried as hard as you could to understand the entire sugya, but just by nature, you were not successful. So that's not a detachment from Torah, and therefore that would be included in the exemption. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, that the concern is a pragmatic concern, that you're going to a paskin incorrectly,
So then, if you learn a sugya and you can't understand it, machmas, it's koshi because of its difficulty. So that's not a legitimate exemption from the lava of forgetting. That's not it, or from the kilu mischayev benasho of forgetting your learning. After all, if you delve yourself into a difficult sugya and you don't come out with a conclusion, so then you could still fall prey to paskening incorrectly on that topic. And therefore, for Rabbeinu Yonah, the difficulty of the sugya would not be a legitimate exemption, but rather only ones would be a legitimate exemption. In addition to these two approaches, there's also another approach that's quoted in the Chidushei Hagriz ala Torah in the name of the Beis HaLevi. And this throws an entire wrench into the sugya, where the Griz explains that the real problem of forgetting one's learning is the corruption of Mesorah, is the corruption of transmission of the Torah. If we want to be able to transmission Torah from generation to generation, so then every element of the Torah needs to be remembered in order for there to be an authentic transmission from generation to generation. And it's based on this that the Griz says something spectacular. And he says that really this entire Mishnah of Shochech Davar Echon Mi Mishnaso is, it applies only prior to the conclusion or prior to the establishment or finalizing of the Gemara. When Torah Shebaal Peh was still being passed down from Rav to Talmud, from father to son, from generation to generation, so then there was a problem of Shocheach Davar Echad Mimishnasa. But once the Gemara was capped off, and once we know the Piskei Halacha from the Gemara, so then according to the Griz, there is no longer a problem of Shocheach Davar Echad Mimishnasa. It's not something, of course, that we would suggest or encourage, but the Mishnah no longer applies, because the Mishnah is limited to a time period where there would be a corruption of Mesorah. But once the Mesorah, so to speak, is finalized with the ending of the Gemara, so then the Mishnah no longer applies. That's the approach of the Griz. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbats, that argument doesn't seem to hold. For the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbats, the problem of Shechachas HaTorah is either coming to Paskin incorrectly, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah, or it's detachment from Torah. Those are just as relevant nowadays as they were during the time period of the transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh. In addition, there would be another nafkamina between the approach of the Griz and the other approaches of the Rishonim of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbats, and that is whether to limit this problem of Shechachas HaTorah to Torah Shebaal Peh or whether to include Torah Shebichsav. So the Griz quotes from the Gra that the problem of forgetting one's Torah would apply only to Torah Shebaal Peh. And of course, that aligns very nicely with his general approach that the problem of forgetting one's Torah is a corruption of Mesorah, of Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, it would be limited to the realm of Torah Shebaal Peh. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbats, they don't say this black on white, but it certainly seems to make sense that it would apply even to Torah Shebichsav. Certainly for the Rashbats, severing oneself from Torah Shebichsav would also constitute a detachment from Torah that would be problematic. And for Rabbeinu Yonah, having a misunderstanding or forgetting that which is in Torah Shebichsav is forgetting the sources for mitzvos de'oraisa. And that could certainly lead one to an incorrect tzak, and it seems that, therefore, that would also be included in this problem of forgetting one's Torah. Just to end off on a note of machshava, this entire sugya really hits home on the notion of the role of memory within our Avodas Hashem and within Talmud Torah in specific. And from the different approaches that we've seen, there are three ideas that really really emerge. The first one is that memory is necessary as a pragmatic necessity. We need memory in order to be able to function. That's the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah. In order to paskin, in order to live up pihalachas, we need to remember that which we learn. But in addition to that pragmatic necessity, memory also plays other roles within the realm of Talmud Torah. Memory is also a means for transmission, as the Griz explains very nicely in his Chidushim ala Torah. Memory is the way by which we transmit from door to door. The Ramban ala Torah explains, based on the same pasuk that we've discussed all along today, Ufen Yasuri Milavavcha, that there's actually a prohibition to forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the Ramban explains in his Perif ala Torah and also in the Shekhas Halavin, that we need to transmit Ma'amad Har Sinai from door to door so that every single generation remembers Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the only way to do that is if we ourselves maintain our memory of the Divrei Torah and of that which we learned from Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the third approach, the third idea that stems from the role of memory is that memory is our means for connection. We know that Torah is kihem chayinu, ein mayim ela Torah. As the Rashbats explains, Torah is our life source, is our life source. Life cannot be lived without it. And therefore, we need to remember it, not just in order to know the halacha, but in order to maintain a constant connection to that life source. As the Rashbats explains himself, the very natural consequence of having forgotten our Torah is hareza mischayev benafsho, because without the Torah, we lose that life source. But by maintaining our memories of Torah, and by maintaining that connection, so then we maintain our link to the life source of Ein Mayim Ela Torah. I wish everyone a great rest of the week.